A program intended to pay for work skills training for Idahoans is a step closer to becoming a reality. Troy Oppie explains.
Idaho's Workforce Development Council is responsible for improving the skills, economic mobility, and wage-earning potential of workers in Idaho. The agency mostly distributes funding to employers for training, but since January has been working on creating a short-term workforce training program for individuals. Wendy Sechrist is the council's executive director.
We're looking at those shorter-term things that are designed to help somebody access employment in a fairly quick time frame.
The program would provide up to $2,000 for training in skilled jobs in demand, like nursing assistants, but not degree-based education. The council will decide which job training qualifies for the program. There would be income limits to qualify, and recipients would be required to work in state for 1 year, or the grant would become a loan.
There's going to be changes in the nature of jobs post-COVID, and so we want to make sure that folks are empowered to have the right skills to be able to access what employers are needing.
The proposed workforce training program was approved in committee yesterday and goes before the full Workforce Development Council at its July 15th meeting. If approved, Sechrist says the program can be implemented quickly, and the council has also requested pandemic relief funding to help speed that up even more. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.